Blog Talk Radio.
I say, clap your hands if you love the Lord this morning. I say, clap your hands if you love the Lord this morning. I say, clap your hands. Oh, y'all don't love it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on today. Amen. God bless you in this hour. Amen. We are so grateful to the Lord for all that he's done. We're grateful for this day. Amen. Grateful for this time. Amen. Jesus, I tell you, truly God is great and he is greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. He's just God all by himself. Mm-hmm. And he don't need anybody else. Amen. So we bless the Lord on today. We give him again. We give him thanks. We do give him praise. Amen. We bless him. Amen. Truly the Lord has been good to us. Amen. He's been good to us, people of God. And we owe him that. We owe him. We owe him a praise. Amen. We owe the Lord a praise. Amen. You heard that song, glory be to God. The song says, Oh, God, praise. Yes, I owe God. Oh, God, praise. Oh, God, praise. Yes. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Singing those songs of Zion, people of God. And then when you start singing them, amen, you start thinking about how good God has been to you. Glory be to God. And it just brings up a grateful praise. Amen. Hallelujah. You just start thinking. You start tapping those feet. Amen. Clapping those hands. Glory be to God. Shaking that head. Going back in the recesses of your mind. Glory be to God. Yes, I owe him. Yes. Yes. Yes, I owe him a praise. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on today. Amen. We give God thanks. We do. Amen. Give him praise on today. Amen. We give him praise in the place. Amen. We give God praise in the place. Amen. Truly, the Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is good to us. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, people of God, I tell you, amen. We really do owe God a praise. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Amen. All that is within you. Glory be to God. Let us bless his holy name. Amen, Jesus, because truly, 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 amen, the Lord has done great things. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global, each and every one of you as you're coming in. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It is here, people of God, that we have one mission in mind. Amen. That the will of the Lord be done. Amen. Not anybody else's will, not my will, not your will. Glory to God, but that the will of the Lord would be done. Amen. That's our desire on tonight. That's our desire on every night. Amen. That the will of the Lord be done. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight again for bringing us together. We bless God for each of you. Wherever you're listening from, we just thank God for you. We bless him. We glorify him. Amen. For your presence, for your time, your attentiveness, for your sacrifice to come and be with us in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I tell you, God has been doing some great things here on the Prayer News Network, and we are so grateful for all that he's doing, people of God, and we fail not to give him a praise. Amen. We fail not every single day. Amen. Even when we're not on the line, just giving God thanks, giving God praise. We wonder, we marvel at the works that the Lord is doing on this line. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for our international listeners. Glory to God, each and every one of you. Amen. Those that are listening by way of radio, those that are listening by way of Facebook, those that are listening by, amen, Shirley calling in. We just thank God for you. Those that are listening by Blog Talk, amen, podcast, glory be to God. Those that are listening, we just thank God for you, amen. We realize that our listeners are just spread all out now, and we thank God for being able to provide the multiple avenues whereby you can listen in here at the Prayer News Network Global. When we started People of God, there was one way to listen in, amen, and that was to call in on our lines. But now, amen, glory to God, God has given us an avenue of radio. He's given us an avenue of podcast. He's given us an avenue of Facebook, amen, glory to God, and still, amen, able to call in and be a part of what God is doing. That's multiple avenues to get the word, amen. And I tell you, people of God, it's working. It is working because, people of God, we have listeners all over the world. And wherever you are, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for listening in. We appreciate you. Wherever you're listening from, amen, Italy, Spain, glory be to God, London, Canada, wherever you're listening from, Jamaica, amen. We just want to thank God for you, amen. China, Russia, glory be to God, amen. We are now in 34 different countries, and we just give God thanks, and we just give God praise for that, amen. Truly, it's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous, marvelous, marvelous in our eyes, amen. As you are coming in, as you are dialing in, we just want to ask you to please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone else to come, amen. Invite someone else and listen in with you. Glory to God, either invite them in or invite them in one of the other avenues, amen. They can actually go out online, amen, and look us up, Prayer News Network on the web, and actually listen in via the web, amen. So whatever way you want to get them here, glory to God, get them here, amen. It doesn't matter how, glory to God, but that we get them in, amen. So we thank God for you, amen. We want to let you know, people of God, this is a recorded line. And as well, you can get a copy of it. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything, amen, Jesus. We're simply trying to get this word out to the people of God. There's a lot that's going on in the earth. Glory to God. And we're thanking God that he has equipped messengers to come and declare the word of the Lord unto you, amen, to give you a word of hope, amen, to spirit of joy, amen, Jesus, glory to God, to help you, glory to God, to take on the mind of Christ, amen, as Christ is formed in us, amen, because the Lord is making us ready, amen. He is making us ready, people of God. This world is not our home, amen. Glory to God, we know that there's a lot of death in the earth right now. Glory to God, but we just want to get this word out to somebody and to let them know, glory to God, amen, Jesus, whether, amen, whether they go, amen, or they remain, amen, Jesus, to have their Lord, have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, amen. Glory to God, we know that we all have to leave here one day. We'll transition, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we'll transition from this life to the other life, amen, and we want, amen, to spend our time in eternity, amen, not in eternal damnation, glory to God. So we must be saved, we must be born again, glory to God, and as the scripture declares, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, amen, and here we are on the Prayer News Network, we're trying to get this word out, amen, trying to get this word out, glory to God, to the people of God, as many as we hear and hear the voice of God in the message, hear the call of God in the message. Amen. That's what we're here for. Amen. One soul at a time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we know that the Lord compounds. Amen. He don't just add. He multiplies. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So howsoever he will do it. Amen, Jesus. We just want to be obedient. And that's why we're here. Every single night, amen, we're here, people of God. This is night number 560, I believe it is. This is night number 560. Yes, night 560. Amen. And we've been here declaring this word, and we know, amen, that there are those that have given their lives to the Lord. There are those that have given their lives to the Lord that we don't even know of. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That we can't even count. Amen. But what counts is that they surrender and make the Lord Jesus their Lord and Savior. Amen. So that's all that matters. Amen, Jesus. That's all that matters. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. And we're here, people of God, because we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. We're here to glorify the Lord, that the will of the Lord might be done in earth, in us. Hallelujah. In his people, as it is in heaven. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise. We thank God for, amen, him being the head of this life. We're thanking the Lord for all of our leaders. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord for our leaders. Amen. People of God, because we want you to know that this is a line of order. Amen. Glory to God. This is a line of order. And as we always say, amen, the anointing flowed down Aaron's bib. Amen. It didn't flow up. Amen. So we want the blessings of the Lord. It is here. Amen. That we believe that the Lord has commanded a blessing unto his people. So as you're coming in, again, people of God, go ahead and tell somebody and invite someone to come. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight and every night that you come. Glory to God. Invite someone to come. Amen. Perhaps there's a word that, amen, Jesus, we know, amen, that one word from the Lord can change our lives forever. One word. It doesn't take a one word. One word, amen, from the Lord heard at the right time in the right spirit. It can change the whole course of our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for his word. His word is powerful. Amen. His word is quick. And amen. Glory to God. Sharper than any two-edged sword. And is able to cut away those things that are not like him, to bring us into the brightness of his glory. Amen. Making us ready, amen, for our eternal homes. Amen. Making us ready that we can show forth the praises of God in the earth. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Again, if you would, go ahead, people of God, go ahead and invite someone to come in. Amen. Invite someone to come in with you on tonight. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come in and listen in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Truly God is, amen, really, amen, been bringing forth his word through his vessels. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. We just feel so honored. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, not privileged, because there's nothing that we do or that we've done to deserve this greatness, to deserve the Lord positioning us where we are at this time. So we're just honored. We're honored that the Lord will bring us together at this time and in this place. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. People of God, again, go ahead and invite someone to come on in. Amen, Jesus, invite them to come on in to be with you on tonight. Glory be to God. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So come on in and invite someone to come in and be with you on tonight. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long on tonight, people of God. But we thank God, amen, that there's a word from the Lord. There's a word, amen, that has come forth. Glory be to God. And I tell you, people of God, we are excited. Glory to God. How many are excited about the word? Amen. You know, a lot of people get excited about good singing, and good singing is good. It's good. Amen. Make melody in our hearts. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, the word of God, hallelujah, the word of God, the word of God, people of God, when that word begins to come, the word alive, amen, the word alive. My God, the word of God begins to quicken us. Amen. That word is like fertilizer. That word is like water. Amen. To a dry and drought plant. Amen. That's what the word does. It comes and it causes us to stand up. It's nutrients. Amen. To our spirit man. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. And our inner man. Is renewed, as the scripture declared, day by day. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and invite someone to come in, people of God. Invite them to come on in. Amen, Jesus. Invite them to come on in. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in to the PNN. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in to the PNN on tonight. Glory be to God. Tell them, amen, God got a blessing for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, Jesus, we just want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. Glory be to God. Just bring your heart. As you're coming in, bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God. Amen. We'll yet again, of course, about his word. Amen. And we just bless the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I was, amen, in worship, amen, right before the broadcast. Glory to God. And I tell you, amen, when I begin to think about the blood, I begin to think about the blood that Jesus shed for me. Glory to God. Way, 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 way back. Glory to God. Way back on Calvary. Amen. Glory to God. My heart, amen, just began to just come into the worship. Amen. Just giving God thanks and giving God praise. Glory to God for now being in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for again for all of our leaders on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking him for, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. And thanking him for, glory to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. And for my pastor, Apostle B.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Just giving God thanks for him. And glory to God for our advisors. Glory to God for our PNN prayer warriors. Glory to God, amen, that are yet praying for the line. Amen. Praying for the advisors. Praying for the people of God. Glory be to God. Just praying globally. Amen. Praying globally. Mm-hmm. We're not stingy in our prayers. Amen, Jesus. But we know that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, the whole world, and they that dwell therein. Amen. And we truly are his people, and we need him. Amen. We need him. Glory to God. We're in a, amen, born in sin and chafing in iniquity. Glory be to God. And there are those, glory be to God, that are not yet come to the faith in there. Amen, Jesus. And we know that our adversary, he's always fighting to try to keep us out of the divine will of God. Amen. But we know prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know prayer changes things. Amen. So we thank God for our PNN prayer warriors. Amen. Always being mindful of these things. Amen. To keep, glory to God, the PNN lifted up for the Lord. Keep the advisors. Amen. Keep the people of God as a whole. To keep the people of God, amen, lifted before the Lord. Amen. That the will of the Lord might be done. Glory be to God, and that his kingdom will come. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead again, people of God, and invite. Glory be to God. Invite on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Invite someone to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going to be going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen. So if you would go ahead and get your pencil and paper. Amen. Glory to God. We already know how, amen, important that is to jot down, to be able to jot down those things that you hear. Amen, Jesus, that you can, amen, hold it in your spirit. Glory be to God, amen, and be able to bring it back, amen, and give an answer, amen, for the hope that lieth within you. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, we're going to, amen, go into prayer, amen, and sanctify the line. We must be sanctified. We must be clean. We cannot go to God any way. People of God, Psalm 66:18, amen, Jesus, we cannot go to God any kind of way. Amen, the scripture declares, for if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. Amen. So we always take time to sanctify the line, sanctify our minds. Amen, that the blood, the cleansing blood would cleanse us and purge us and enable us to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would, people of God, if you would on tonight, amen, come on and bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. As we just have a word of prayer on tonight. Glory to God.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your love. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for it's because of your love. Glory to God. Hallelujah, that you came, that you died, and that you rose. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight because you yet live. And because you live, oh God, we live. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. We thank you on tonight for giving us strength now. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you, glory to God, for looking upon each and every one of us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, not in your wrath, but glory to God in your love. And we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We glorify you, hallelujah, on this day that you have made. We bless your name on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon us, your people. Look upon each and every one on tonight as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we're coming on tonight bringing a praise upon our lips, bringing, oh God, a praise in our hearts on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon us tonight. Cause our praise, glory to God, to be acceptable unto you in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight. We're asking you to cleanse us yet again. Purify us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Purify us and we shall be pure in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would sanctify us now. Sanctify us through and through in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause the coals, oh God, from your altar. Cause them on tonight to rest upon us. Each and every one, each and every listener on tonight. And we're asking that you would sanctify us now in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us, glory to God, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Father, we're asking you to sanctify us. In the name of Jesus, Father, sanctify us, glory to God. Sanctify us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us, oh God, and cause your truth to be revealed within us on tonight. Father, every deception, glory to God, everything that's not of thee, Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you would sanctify us in the name of Jesus. Father, take it away, for we want to be right, we want to be pure, we want to be true unto thee, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it yet again in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for how you've, oh God, how you've kept us all night long. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for how you kept our minds and how you kept our hearts. Glory be to God. Oh God, even in the rudiments of this world and the things that are yet going on, but we thank you tonight. Yeah, God, we thank you tonight. Oh God, that you yet give us a mind. Oh glory to God, that we can come unto thee, that we can look unto you and yet live. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for causing us to know, oh God, that you are the true vine. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, you're thank you tonight, oh God, for what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you on tonight that you're able and that you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think. And Father, we thank you all tonight. Thank you for moving and healing on tonight. Thank you for moving in the hospital. Thank you for moving. Glory to God, those, oh God, that are stricken with COVID, those that are stricken, oh God, with other illnesses on tonight. Father, for you are the God that heals and the Kaya. Oh, God, and healing belongs to your children. And, Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for what you've done. We thank you on this night. Oh, we thank you, Moshe, God. Yana. Oh, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, thank you for looking, oh, God. Thank you for looking upon this line. Thank you for looking upon these airwaves. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you on tonight for your manifested power, for your manifested strength. Glory to God. For truly we know, God, oh, God, that there's nothing that is too hard for you, Father. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you tonight, oh God, for your blood covering. Thank you, glory be to God. Thank you for your blood covering in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you all tonight, oh God, and we're asking, oh God, that you would make every wrong, oh God, make it right. Vindicate, oh God, uncover, reveal on tonight. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for there's none like you. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight, oh God. Cause your word on tonight. Cause it to have free course, Father, even into the hearts and the mind, the spirit of your people. Father, move upon the spirit of your people. Cause the ears to be open. Cause the eyes to be open. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for strength to receive your word on tonight. Thank you for power to receive your word on tonight. And, oh, God, not only to receive, oh, God, but to make change, oh, God, that we will be changed, glory be to God, into your image and into your likeness. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for your saving grace. Oh, God, we shall save to the utmost on tonight. Save your people. Save your people from their sins. Save your people on tonight. Oh, God, but it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we thank you for the great work of Calvary on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, that your blood does not and has not suffered loss. Father, we thank you on tonight for you're yet saving, you're yet delivering, and you're yet setting free. And for this, Master, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory on tonight. Now, Father, we say have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory to God. Breathe upon your word. Breathe again upon your word on tonight. Cause it, oh God, to have free course into the heart, into the spirit, into the minds and soul of your people. Father, we thank you on tonight. We say have your way. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Bless your speaker tonight. Bless the man of God. Glory to God. Bless him now. Look favorably upon him. Look favorably upon his ministry. And we thank you, oh God, on tonight, oh God, for your forespoken word. We're asking you yet again, oh God, to breathe now. Breathe upon your word. Breathe upon your word. Father, and for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Master, we ask that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood on tonight. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Father, hide us, and we shall be hid. And we thank you tonight, for you are the great shepherd. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you tonight. And we do now, Father, declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation. In the precious name of Yahabahaya, in the precious name of Jesus, glory to God, we declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We're grateful. Hallelujah. Again on tonight, we're grateful. Amen. For, amen, the Lord Amen. Jesus, the Lord's counsel. Amen. For the Lord's establishment. Amen. We thank him. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you, people of God, as you're coming in tonight. We thank God for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And tonight we pray, oh, my God, that you are intentional. Amen. Every time we come into the presence of the Lord, we pray that you are intentional. Amen. That you pray, we pray that you're coming to get something. Amen. Glory to God to be participants. Amen, Jesus, not just spectators. Amen, Jesus, but set your heart to receive from the Lord. Amen. Set your heart to receive from the Lord. Set your heart to receive an answer from the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And I declare, I tell you, people of God, the Lord will speak. Amen. Glory to God. And we're so grateful on tonight, people of God, as we already stated. Amen, Jesus. We'll be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. As you know, amen, many men and women of God that we were able to have with us and that we've had with us in the past, they're full-time pastors or full-time bishops, amen, full-time apostles, glory be to God. So it's not so easy, amen, to, amen, bring them in, glory be to God, as we've done before, amen, with respect for their responsibilities, amen, not because they don't want to come, amen, but because their hands are full. But people of God, listen, the Lord already had a plan set, amen, Jesus, and glory to God, we were able to start recording our broadcast, amen, glory to God, so we started recording our broadcast, I think, at day 100, I think it is, we started recording the broadcast, amen, to send them out, glory be to God, not knowing, amen, that it was as well the plan of God, amen, Jesus, to be able to go back into our archives, amen, and to bring forth the word. Listen, there are so many people that are with us here now, amen, that was not here with us, amen, in the earlier days, amen, of the starting, amen, of this PNN. So we are just grateful to be able, amen, to go back and bring you some of this rich word, the richness of this word. Glory to God, amen, whereby you can eat and grow, amen, and tell the Lord, thank you, and be blessed, amen. So tonight, people of God, amen, as stated, we will be rebroadcasting, amen, Jesus. We want you to prepare your hearts, amen, your pencil, your paper, amen, Jesus, to hear what the Lord is saying. Open your heart. Open your hearts, people of God, to hear what God is saying unto you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God tonight and every night. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, as we stated, we're going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen, Jesus. Of course, glory to God. There's a man of God there. Amen, Jesus, who really, really, really loves the Lord. He has such a sweet spirit. Amen. Such a genuine love for the people of God. Amen. By way of, amen, his ministries, which is Sure Foundation Outreach Ministries. Amen. That's Sure Foundation Outreach Ministries there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen. This man of God who has a passion for God's people, Pastor Thomas Simmons. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful, grateful, grateful always. Amen, to have the man of God with us on tonight. So, people of God, amen, we want you to receive the man of God on tonight. Amen, to receive the word of the Lord unto us, his people. Tonight, people of God, we present unto you Pastor Thomas Simmons.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to make sure you can hear me. Amen. You got good volume today?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Good to hear your voice tonight, Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Giving honor to all of the bishops. Amen. Thank you, said the mother, the first lady of the line. Amen. Giving honor to her apostles, bishops, pastors, all we honor. Do just want to give you honor tonight. Amen. Thank God for your leadership. We thank you for your place in the kingdom. Amen, amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in the heavens. We pray for you tonight. God provides and protects. Amen. Leads and guides and encourages you. Amen. In your journey, in the ministry. In Jesus' name. We just thank God. I didn't hear you say it tonight, but I'm counting. I think this is 273. Tonight is 273. And every time I get on the line, I get excited. I'm going to know something. Amen. Because it is a blessing. Amen. I just love consistency. You know, I love something that I can depend on. And I used to sing an old song. I don't know if it's exactly a sample. Amen. It's on the line. I used to think I could sing back in the days. I used to sing a song, I Can Depend on God. I can depend on God through the storms and through the rain, through sickness and through the pain. I can depend. I found that I can depend on God. Amen. I trust him today, and I thank God for your consistency. I thank God for you show us. You have proven the mighty works of God, that he can be depended upon. Amen. If you lean and stretch out and depend on him and obey him, he would do just what he said. And it's amazing. In 73 days, you have went to a phone line to online. You know, went from the phone line to radio. And I think you said Brazil, UK, Africa, Canada, China, and the U.S. If I missed any, please let us know. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's six countries, amen, that you have gone in 263 days, amen. That's exponential growth, amen, even in the midst of storms, in the midst of economies going up and down, in the midst of sickness, the Lord has allowed you to be the church, amen. And I thank God you are a source of encouragement. You are a blessing to the kingdom of God. In this time when we need a word, even when churches were closed, amen, the church wasn't closed, amen. Even when people was quiet, thank God, people was not quiet. We had a voice. We had a word. We had a prayer, amen. And I know for a fact that is, amen, the work of the church. It is commendable, amen. I thank you, amen, for continuing on. I know it's not easy, amen. Amen, churches. Baton Rouge, and I know it's not easy. Yeah. It's tough. Amen. I'm a black vocational, amen, pastor, so I can imagine, but I don't have the testimony that you have. I've been every day in the house, every day in church for 273 consecutive days. What a wonderful testimony. Amen. I want to be one of those when you stand before God, you know, and we get those rewards. And get, I just want to be there just to listen to yours. Amen. Just to listen to what God says. Amen. No. To you and your team. Amen. I just want to be a part of it. Amen. Amen. But I thank God for you all. It is encouraging, and I'm glad to be a part of you. Amen. Tonight, we're going to go back, amen, to where we left off yesterday. Amen. We were in the book of Mark, amen, chapter 4. Amen. Mark chapter 4. And I've got so much on my mind, amen, so much on my heart. And I just so I don't know how, amen, to share or study for, amen, the opportunity. I think the last couple of times I was with you all, I mentioned something. Amen, about connecting the dots. And this is something that's in my heart for the Christians. So, you know, we don't, Beggars Bradley, you mentioned, you said line upon line, here a little, there a little, precept by precept. But all of these pieces, all of these components, they come together, paint one big picture. And oftentimes we as believers, we live this life by faith, and we come to Jesus because we've heard a word, amen. But sometimes we live this life in bits and pieces. Sometimes we have questions that are not always fully answered. And I don't sit here to have all of the questions today, but the Lord just has allowed me to make sense of what he is really doing. Amen. Big picture. He has allowed me to see the big picture. Amen. Amen. And he's allowed me to just connect some of the dots. You know how when you were in elementary school and you start, amen, connecting the dots. You haven't gotten them all connected, but because you got enough of them connected, you can tell what it is. Amen. That's kind of where I am. I can kind of tell, amen, what God is doing. And when I reveal it to you, it's nothing new. You've heard it before. Amen. The words have even passed through your ears tonight. Amen. But to me, it brings special significance, because when I understand that this makes my life, amen, clearer, it gives me purpose. And when we pray the prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, I want to submit to you that that is the big picture. Amen. That is the big picture. We got to understand, amen, from the beginning, God is God of love. And love is an action word. Love is not a concept. It's not figurative. It's literally an action word. When you love, you got to do something with the thing you love. There's something about love. It's demonstrative. It's something that you just don't hold. It fuels passion and compassion, and it fuels action. See, God was sitting there divine all by himself. Before he created the heavens and earth, he was just filled with love, and he had to do something. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the earth. I remember when I began to read Genesis back in, Lord, I don't know, maybe it was in the early 2000s, I began to read Genesis, and it just made my life have more sense. First thing as it happened to me, I realized that God didn't make anything without a purpose. I may have said this to you before, but it's worth hearing again, because that lets me know that because I'm here, I have a purpose. I have a divine purpose. I am divinely positioned and positioned divinely. You see, God said in the beginning, he said, let there be. And before he said, let there be, he thought about everything he made. And everything he made before he made it, it had a purpose. And after he determined his purpose in his mind, then he said, let there be, and it was. And it came out to perform the thing that God said it, created it, made it to perform. And you see, now when we get down to man at the late verses in chapter 1, where he says, I think I'm going to make man, I'm going to give him the dominion of the earth. We've got to understand what that really means. You're the king of the whole earth, giving power to a creation to do something in the earth that he's created. We've got to understand that God, being king of the heavens, he wanted to bring his kingdom to the earth. This is the big idea. I submit to you, this will get me in trouble with some people, but the big idea is really not going to heaven. Lord, the big idea, that's heaven is a byproduct for us. But just had a guy, let me give you an example before I move forward. I had a guy, I had to call to the church today because my internet service was not working. And at the end, once he got it all fixed, I gave him a little tip. Now, some people would think the tip is the big idea. The tip was what it was all about for him. But no, the real purpose was him fixing the internet. And because he did his job, he got a reward. So the reward is really not the end result or the desired result. The real deal is you want to complete the thing that God brought you to the earth to complete. What I'm trying to get us to understand is that the big idea, God's big picture, the connecting the dots, is literally God wants his kingdom to be in the earth exactly like it is in the heaven. And in order to do that, he needed somebody to represent him in the earth realm. You see, Alexander the Great and the Caesars, the Julius Caesars and all the great emperors of the world, they had part of it, but they didn't have it all. You see, their desire to build and expand the kingdom, I think it was Alexander the Great, his theme of what he was doing was to conquer the known world. That's what his theme was. And he didn't realize it, but his theme really came from God. But his actions and his motives came from the carnal man. But all Caesar had to do, all Alexander had to do, is really hear from God. And I believe God would have propelled them to do something for his kingdom, amen, like no other. These men did great works. They did great works in the earth, but they missed the big picture. They missed the spiritual part. This is the reason why we have great singers. We have great folks that's building empires, rappers that's building empires, and political figures that are building supposedly empires. But you ask yourself, in the end, what is it going to be like for them? You see, I don't think I would want to see their end because they're missing the main key. The main key is doing it for Jesus. And I want us to understand tonight that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in the heavens, that's the big picture. You and I are placed in the earth to make the kingdom of God expand. We're here to establish the kingdom of God in the earth, to make it extend and to expand all over the earth. How do we do that? It's one person at a time. You see, a few months ago, PNN started on one line at a time, if I understand it right. And bit by bit, little by little, word by word, witness by witness, text by text, it began to expand. It began to expand. But check this out. It expanded with the right message. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth. And what I'm trying to get us to understand tonight is that's the way God's kingdom, he's intended is the kingdom to expand from the very beginning. You understand? He started with one man. He started with one man, and he had one message. He wanted us to extend the kingdom. He wanted us to grow his kingdom. I want you to be just like me, Adam. I want you to be just like me. And as you have little babies and little girls, make sure you tell them that Jesus is the real reason. Make sure they know that, no, it's not the education, though it is important. But education is not the primary thing. Be careful of telling your babies and your grandbabies that all you got to do is get your education. And you can do anything in the world you want to do. Make sure we let them know that every tool that is given to them in the earth, it's about expanding the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. I want us to understand that the kingdom of God is of the utmost importance. You've got to understand ambassadorship. See, Adam was an ambassador for God. What Adam was supposed to do in the land is he was supposed to duplicate the kingdom. What he's seen as he spent time with God, he was supposed to duplicate it every time that he produced a child or he talked to a man. He was supposed to produce the kingdom. He was supposed to reproduce the kingdom. He was supposed to reproduce the kingdom. You got to understand, that is our job today. It is to reproduce the kingdom. Money is good. I don't want us to get sidetracked. We're gonna touch it tonight. Money is good, but that's not the kingdom. But popularity is good, but popularity does not always equate the kingdom of God. Want us to know the kingdom, the Bible tells us the kingdom is nigh thee. It's in your mouth when you understand the concepts of God. What is my mission today? I want us to understand why we are living here. I was a Christian, and a Christian still is, I'm still am, but I was a Christian for a long time and really didn't have meaning for my living. This is what I'm after tonight. I want to give each and every one of us meaning for our living today. You see, it's your job. I know it's hard as Christians, but it's our job to every day, every place we go, we look now it's important for us, it's okay to be radical, but we don't want to be crazy now. We don't want to appear to be crazy. So we want our words to be seasoned as salt. We want to be looking for opportunities to put Jesus in a palatable way where people want to hear what you got to say. Sometimes you got to tell some things, I know, but most of the time it is encouraging folk to love Jesus. And what I'm trying to encourage us tonight is I want us to be more intentional about looking for opportunities to share the life that we live, looking for those opportunities. You see, we talked about Mark last night. And I told you, we read in the beginning how Jesus in Mark chapter 4, he was by the seaside. And after the discourse later down the line in chapter 4, he said to them, now let us travel over into the other side. But I submitted to you yesterday that in between the seaside and the other side, it was the kingdom. You see, Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God. This was the message. Yes, salvation is a part of the kingdom. Yes, repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, for receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and living the holy life, being humble and loving right, all of those are messages of the kingdom. All of those messages in the kingdom. And the key to it is we got to make sure we're duplicating this message. The sense of urgency is high because God is looking for his resemblance in the earth. Remember, the Bible says how the Spirit of the Lord, he moved across the face of the earth. And the earth was filled with water, but it was void. And he saw reflection in the earth. He saw a reflection of himself. And now that some of the water has abated, he's still looking for the reflection. But not from the waters, but he's looking from it, from mankind. He wants to see more of himself in us. Let me show you what I'm talking about. If we go to chapter 4 and we skip down to verse number 3, this is what the Bible says. See, Jesus begins talking. He says, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow." And if we skip down, we'll understand. Look at verse 11. If you're not reading, you can hear me. Look at what verse 11 says. "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God." I want you to know that this whole chapter of 4, Jesus is preaching about the kingdom of God. And then the parable of the sower. We're just going to skip down for a minute. The parable of the sower, I like to call it the parable of the soil. Because let me highlight something to you in this parable. Nothing changes in this parable but the soil. You see, the sower, the person that's sowing, he remains constant. It's the same person, and he is casting the seed. Now the seed remains constant. The seed is the word of God, and when the sower casts the seed, it remains constant. It goes where it's supposed to go, and it lands. The only thing the author or the teacher changes in the story is the soil. So I submit to you, I like to think about it. It's the parable, really, of the soil. You know the story. You know the parable, how the Bible talks about there being the seed falling on the wayside. And you know the parable talks about the seed falling on stony ground and then seed falling among thorns. And finally, thank God, finally, there is the seed falling amongst the ground. Now, Jesus comes back and he says, all of us out there is about the kingdom of God. It's about the kingdom of God. Now, mind you, I told you last night how bodies of water are symbolic to things. Some bodies of water can be symbolic to something separating you from your promise. Bodies of water in dreams and even in scripture can be symbolic to one's emotional or spiritual state, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes calm, and sometimes tumultuous. It can be symbolic to our state of mind. Now, also, I want you to see some symbolism in the parable of this sower or soil, if you will. You see, the fowl, as the sower sowed seed, the Bible says that it falls upon the ground. The first thing happens is that there's a fowl, there is a bird that comes to eat, to come to take the seed. That is, we know, that's the enemy. That's the enemy. There's a spirit that's flying around you, looking for opportunity that you leave open for him to take advantage of what God is attempting to place into you. Now, we know the wayside. I believe that the wayside is those surface-level Christians, those Christians who go deep into the Word, those Christians that don't spend enough time getting the Word of God in their heart. How do you do that? You have to go over the Word. You have to read the Word. Oh, and let me tell you, it's not about reading a whole lot. It's not about reading 4 and 5 chapters. Even if you just read one verse, get all you can and repeat that thing. Understand it, and how do I use this word in my life? And as you begin to apply that one concept of the word, you begin to reveal the kingdom everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. What am I saying here? The wayside Christian is that Christian that fails to put the word, to remember the word, and to live the word. They think it sounds good when it came out the pulpit. Boy, that sounds good. It was catchy. Ooh, it sounds good. But then they leave it. They just leave it. And now that stony ground Christian, we're still talking about the kingdom, that stony ground Christian is that one that hears the word, that understands the word, but rejects the word. Oh, you know, that's that Christian sometimes that when the word comes, they believe that that word is talking about somebody else. They say, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so right there. I remember she or he did that yesterday or the day before. And they're measuring up this word according to everyone else but themselves. That's that stony ground Christian. That's that one, amen, that's proud. That's that one that's stubborn. Now, the thorns are a tricky one. I believe that's distractions. You see, the Bible talks about that seed falling upon the ground and the seed literally producing. But then there were some things after they started growing, it was some things that started choking that word, pulling that word out of it. You see, oftentimes in the life of the believer, those are distractions. We get busy. We don't pray. We don't keep our devotional time or whatever the preached word is. We don't regard it in our heart. And those things start slipping away. And what happens when things slip away? Other things slip in. We just fail to do the things that God would have us do. And in all of these, we do not produce a kingdom harvest. But thank God for the good ground, for the good ground. The good ground is the thing that received the word of God. He rehearsed it. He nurtured the word. She nursed that word and expanded it and made sure the ground was good and remembered it and performed the word. And there is the fruit. The one thing I love about this, and I'm still showing you this, I'm not finished with it, and I don't want to reveal it all yet, but there's something about the kingdom that puzzles me. The thing about the kingdom, when we talk about the kingdom of God in the earth, is one thing about it. In God's kingdom, there's good and there's bad. In our kingdom, I believe I'm digging to get a greater revelation, but I'll save that for later. But I want us to understand the concept of what we are to be doing in the kingdom. What God is saying with the parable of the sower is that we all got options, we all got choices, and whether or not we choose to be diligent with the things God give us. It's up to us. It's up to us. But if we use what God gives us, it'll produce a harvest. But one thing about a Christian, we have to be intentional. We have to mean to to live this life. We got to wake up on purpose. Matter of fact, you know what? You got to go to sleep on purpose. Some of us, we just go to sleep when we feel like it. You know what normally happens? The enemy or fight us is waking up. And therefore, when we wake up off the schedule, we have a hard time getting our life together in order to spend time with God. And if we don't spend time with God in the places where God is, we'll fail to resemble the kingdom when we go in the earth. You see, we got to absorb the reflection, the radiance of God, so when we go in the earth, that thing can emanate from us. We got to spend time with the things that be of God. Now, you being on this line, that's a great part of your life. Spend a few hours edifying and praying and contributing and receiving from the things of God. That is a wonderful, wonderful place to be in the kingdom of God. But what am I saying? What am I attempting to say? God's big picture is his kingdom. It's not just us getting to heaven. It's not just us individually getting to heaven, but God's big picture is the fact that you grab somebody along the way. You grab somebody in the grocery store. You talk to somebody in that parking lot. And even though you're socially distanced and you wash your hands, you got your mask on, maybe COVID-19 is a great, great conversation piece, amen, to let people know who the answer really is. You see, we thought this vaccination was the answer, but there is a variant out there. And I believe God is screaming at the top of his lungs, it's not the vaccination that has the answer, but it's me. You see, we as Christians, instead of being so concerned about COVID, we got to be more concerned about making Jesus the conversation piece and not COVID. Maybe Jesus is the answer. Maybe as people are fearing and they are afraid, we find a way to share how we believe in the midst, and it may encourage somebody, amen, to believe like you believe. You see, as you move on down in chapter 4, Jesus said it like this. He says, the candle was not designed to be put up under a bushel. Right? Well, let me share something with you. Candles are made for the dark. I want that to set in. Candles are made for dark times, not where there's light. So there is no need for us Christians to be placed where there's much light. You need to be placed where there's darkness. Now, the key is you got to illuminate the dark place and don't let the dark place put your light out. Why? Because these people that are living in the dark, just living in the dark, they need great light. And I believe that God has positioned each and everyone in such a time as this to be the light of the world. What happens when we're in darkness and there's light? People gravitate to the light. We want, Lord, help us. We want people moving toward us in these days and times. How does that happen? We got to be people of faith. We don't have to prophesy lies. No. But we can be positive in the things that God has promised. We can be positive in the testimonies that we've held and we've heard and we are living through. Our life can be that living testimony in such a time as this. When I was stricken with COVID, I was encouraged. I said, oh, yeah, when I come out of this thing, I'm going to be able to preach a way that I've never preached before, because now I've been through something, I've been going through something that I've never gone through before. And on the other side of COVID, I had a word that was different from the other side. What am I trying to say? Is you and I, we need a kingdom perspective. We need to understand that this life that we are living is all about Jesus, and Jesus has strategically placed you. He strategically placed you to be a light everywhere you go. The reason why, I know some of us, I can't wait, some of us don't want to be on a job. Some of us want jobs. Lord, mercy. Somebody asked for one last night. It's not all of us, but most of us, I myself included. Lord, I know some folks that done retired and they're rejoicing on their retirement. But you can't stay home even if you retire. No, no, no. Why? Why? Because God wants us to be out among them. This scripture puzzled me. John chapter 17. This for 3 years now, this word has been in my heart, and I think God has just illuminated the reason why. But when Jesus is ending prayer, he prays and he asks, he says, Lord, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. He says, but I want you to keep them while they're in the world. That puzzles me. That bothers me for years, because let me explain to you why it bothers me. Because when I really think about being holy, when I really think about being clean and being devoted to God, the biggest thing, one of the major things that hold me up is distractions. Whether it's family, whether it's TV, whether it's mostly a job, it's many things I got going on. And I get humbugged because I got so many distractions pulling the wind. Because I want to devote myself to God, you know, the first thing I said, boy, I need to go in the woods. I need to just isolate myself, get away from everything. But that's the very opposite of the prayer of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm not taking them out of the world, but literally I'm putting them in the world. And it bothered me for years. Why? I know it's something here. I don't quite understand it. But why does he want me to stay in this world? This dark world, this world that's going away from God. Why would he want me to stay here? And I want to live my life holy and acceptable unto him. Because Jesus says, it's not all about you, son. You see, there is a light in you that needs to get out to somebody else. And if you are ostracized and all off to yourself, your people will fail to get the light. And my kingdom will fail to flourish if many like you would go into hiding. What am I trying to say? Lord, give us the wisdom on how we are to navigate and how we are to live our life, everyday lives, to be in order to give you glory, in order to expand your kingdom. You see, I understand tonight in Mark chapter 4 that no, the candle is not made to be put up under a bushel. It's not made to be covered, but it's literally made for dark places. So, Lord, why did you send me among the den of thieves? You know how we get. We'll get with the negative attitude because we got coworkers that get on my nerves. But I submit to you that the coworker that's getting on your nerves, that's probably the very one that God sent you to. What am I trying to say? We got work to do. As we see the day approaching, we as the people of God, I don't like to be told no. I struggle with witnessing the people because I don't want to be rejected. But we got to do it anyway. We got to, Lord, give me position. Let me be prayerful in every situation, looking for the word in the right season that will make your gospel attractive to the world. Now, I don't want to dilute it. I don't want to compromise, but Lord, I got to get this word out. What am I trying to say? What am I trying to say? God's big picture is about his kingdom. Kingdom and Zion, they are basically the same. The church and is a part of his kingdom. He wants us to grow. He wants us to go, and he wants us to bring people into his fold, turn these citizens of the U.S. and the citizens of China, the citizens of Canada, citizens of Africa, the citizens of the U.K., the citizens of Brazil, unto kingdom citizens, the people that literally change cultures. You see, the gospel shouldn't be affected by the culture, but the culture should be affected by the gospel. And it's up to you and it's up to I to take on this awesome responsibility. That means that we got to put, that means that we got to love when we don't want to love. That means that we got to like when we don't want to like. That means that we got to submit. We got to always look for opportunities to let God's light shine. That means you got to get rid of your attitude. No, you can't just do it. You can't just say it. You can't just do it like you want to, because the kingdom is at stake. The kingdom is at stake. want us to know tonight that God is interested in his kingdom. We talked about the sower, the sowed seeds. We talked about the candlestick. And if you move on down, if you move on down into chapter 4, God talks about the mustard seed. You know, we talked about the mustard seed just a little bit last night. But the mustard seed is resilient. They go to seed again. See, it's about, now it's about the environment. You see, the things that's changing in the parable of the mustard seed is not the seed, but it's the environment. You see, the environment for a mustard seed, sometimes it can be dry. Sometimes it can be plentiful rain. Sometimes it can be harsh. It can be stony. But the mustard seed has a resilience to it that it's able to grow and to flourish in any type of environment. That's a kingdom characteristic. You see, the kingdom of God, it always grows. So you see, these are hard times. We count 2020 as being one of the worst years we've ever experienced before, but PNN has a testimony that it experienced exponential growth. I have a testimony that through 2020, I got better in 2020, even when it appears that other things were getting worse. Why? Why? Because kingdom DNA, it does not fail. It always grows, especially in times. Now, sometimes you can't measure it right off, but after you get off a little bit and you turn around, sooner or later, you're going to realize that, man, I grew in 2020. I was more than a conqueror. God brought me through some things that I thought I would never make it. I could not imagine it. That's growth. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to tell us tonight that individually or even corporately, we got work to do. And it is a God agenda. It is a kingdom agenda. God started with one with this agenda. He said, be fruitful and multiply after its kind. He says, everything multiplies after its kind. And if you have kingdom DNA, you should be multiplying kingdom citizens. Lord, help us tonight. God has placed you a candle on a candlestick, not up under a bushel. From the midst of darkness, God has placed you for such a time as this. You see, Joseph was placed in a time of drought and despair, and he brought hope. You see, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were set in an empire that was ungodly, but because of their life of wisdom, their life of determination to live for King Jesus, they was able to turn a whole country around. They were able to upturn laws upside down. So it is with Esther. Esther was placed in the kingdom of ungodliness. And she was placed in a place of persecution. People literally wanted to kill them for what they believed. But because she was strategically placed, God was able to turn the empire around. No, what am I trying to tell you? The whole word of God is the exact exemplification of this. Even if we go in the New Testament, we see where even in the book of Acts, where the church began to grow, the Roman Empire began to pound the church, forcing the Jews out of the country. And even as they had to go running, the kingdom began to grow even more, even as it was put out of their own country. What am I saying? Above all, our job, you and I, is to live holy and to be an example to this dark world. In the book of Isaiah, this is my devotional read. He says, I make you, Isaiah, a light unto the Gentiles. And in this time, the Jews were the only promised children, but he saw us afar off. He was making light then for now. And right now, he wants to use you as a light. Right now, he wants you to be his shining light in this dark, dark world. How does that look? When you go different places, you can't get caught up in the negative conversations. You can't get caught up in the gossip. You can't get caught up in woe is me, nothing is working out. you got to have your hope and your prayers and your words. Lord, give me a word for this time and for this season. And when I speak it, let my life be a replica. Let my life measure up to the words that I'm speaking. Why? That I might win some. That I might convert citizens of this world to citizens of the kingdom, into the kingdom of God. I believe tonight this is the whole agenda of God. This is the whole agenda of God. When you flip to Revelation, the book of Revelation, there's a multitude of people. God is looking for there to be gatherings of people around his throne. That's you and I converting hearts and minds in the world today. Making ready a people that are without spot or wrinkle, ready to praise and worship and live for God in the end. What I find is that as we become kingdom citizens, we get access to kingdom privileges. We begin to realize that I am royalty. I'm a child of the king. And the privileges will begin to be added to your life as we dedicate ourselves to serving or being kingdom citizens. I believe this is the whole agenda of God. I know this may be a different approach tonight, but I want to connect the dots. I want us to shift our minds away from just me and mine. You see, this is what the Bible says. Here it is again, Matthew 6 and 33. He says, first seek the kingdom, and then all of your issues, all of the things that you're concerned with, he says, they will automatically, they'll be added unto you. But you first seek the kingdom of God. Do I become a citizen of the kingdom, Lord? You know the script. If you've been on this line for any stretch of days, how do I become? How do I enter in? How do I become this light that you're talking about? How do I establish and extend the kingdom of God? First, it starts with you. It starts with you. Yes, we got to repent of our sins. And I've heard the things that we've done, and check this one out, the things that we should have done, but we didn't. That is the sin of omission. There was a sin of commission, but there is also a sin of omission. Lord, when I should have prayed, but I didn't pray. When I should have forgiven, but I didn't forgive. Those are sins of omission. There is also sins of commission. So we got to repent. We got repentance. Repentance is, I told you a while back, repentance is not a bad word. Repentance is a beautiful thing. We got to repent of some things. Lord, forgive me of my sins. And repentance, sincere repentance, draws you closer to God. And there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. They walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. As soon as you repent, God wipes away condemnation. Even the lies of the enemy, they don't matter anymore. Even though they may be true, you might be a murderer tonight, but when the blood of Jesus is applied to your life, the murder does not happen anymore. God wipes away that from your record. He exonerates you on your record. Why? Because God has work for you to do. Yep, we got to repent. And I recommend we do it like the Bible says. We be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Throughout the book of Acts, throughout the birth of the church, this is the way they wash their sins. They receive remission of sins through the washing away of the water in faith in Jesus, the baptism in Jesus' name. And as you pray and as you worship and you focus in on the things of God and repentance is set in your heart, God will reveal to you the Holy Ghost. And you will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Sometimes you may need a little help, so you get with somebody that understands and they'll pray with you. But God in this time and by faith will fulfill his promise concerning you. You'll find all of these in the book of Acts. Chapter 2, read the whole chapter. Amen. But this is the entering in. This is being born again, the entering in into citizenship of God's kingdom. And as you begin to enter in, you do these things, then you begin to live holy. you begin to love, you begin to learn the word, and then you begin to share the word. Now, John, I think it's chapter 3, write that down. John chapter 3 says it like this. He says you can't even see or enter. It is, again, the kingdom of God without being born of the water or by the Spirit. See, the message of the kingdom is throughout the whole Bible. But it first starts with you. Make sure that you are a kingdom citizen. And as you go throughout the world, as you go throughout the world to work and to play and to fellowship, wherever you go, you let the world know that I'm a part of the greatest country the world has ever known. That's the country. That's the citizenship of God. You begin to tell them what God has done for you. Share with them your testimony. And as you begin to immerse yourself in the word of God, then you share with them the principles of God through his word. God is big enough to confirm his kingdom to everyone you talk to. You don't have to do it. God will do it. He may do it through you, but you can trust God to confirm his kingdom. He just needs us to talk about his kingdom. He needs us to stretch out on faith and make the kingdom our delight. That's where we begin. That's just the cusp. That's just the cornerstone of us beginning to be kingdom citizens and spreading this great gospel. There's other parables in chapter 4, but I think I wanna stop here. I want to just encourage us to ask God more about his kingdom. Lord, am I spreading? Am I being an ambassador for you? And let me assume that responsibility of being more like you in my everyday life. I gotta think like God. When situations come your way, don't think your own thoughts. Think the thoughts of God. What is God saying about the situation? COVID is here. What does God say about plagues? What does God say about disasters? What he says, this thing will come to pass. But the people of God have a special place with God. Even in the midst of it, even if he has taken some away, let me tell you something. This place is not our home. Any person in God that he's taken with COVID, they're in a better place today. And I would guarantee you that if you was to ask them right now, would you be ready? Do you want to go back or do you want to stay where you are? All of them will tell you that they'll stay. Heaven is not our home. This kingdom here will transfer into the greater kingdom that is to come. That kingdom comes. But what am I saying today? Lord, I want to have a kingdom perspective. I want to live your kingdom agenda in the earth. I want to be that light. I want to be that seed, that soil that is good, that receives the seed and produces fruit that remains. I want to be that light that's set up on the hill. I want to be that light that's in darkness. And I understand tonight that it really begins with me. It starts in my heart. It starts in my mind. I got to do some things differently in order to have a God perspective. And you said in the word, God, just Matthew 6:33, if I seek your kingdom, you would bless me with other things, these things. So the Bible tells us that we have not because we ask not. So if you have a child that's on your heart, you got a matter that's on your heart, you got a health issue that's on your heart, you got someone that's on your heart, you got a financial issue, or you got a wonderful testimony, this is still the place where you begin in the kingdom. And if you begin in the kingdom, everything that's on your heart, God says, it'll be added. He'll hear the desires of your heart, and as you tend to God's business, God will begin to tend to your business. So I want us to switch our thinking to being selfless and more about the kingdom of God. What do I do? What can I do for the kingdom today? You know, this is a different message, and I pray it spawns you to different thoughts, but now we want to become kingdom citizens. We want to begin to think like God. We want to transfer over to the kingdom of God. As we seek first the kingdom, then we're going to give room that we add all the other things to the request. But let's pray prayers for the kingdom of God. We say, oh, Lord, rise. Arise, oh, Lord. Let thy kingdom live forever. There is a prayer, long live the king. Long live king. And we say tonight, Lord Jesus, may you live forever. May thy kingdom be forever and forever. We say, arise, O Lord, that our enemies may be scattered. Lord, may your throne be established forever. And Lord, we want you to be sovereign in our lives today, in our thinking, in our hearts, and in our minds. We want you to take the rule. We talked about last night how the king sits. The sign of a sovereign king as he sits, Lord, you sit upon the tables of our heart today. May you rule in our thoughts. May you rule in the words that we speak. May you rule in actions tonight. Before we do a thing, is the Lord reigning should be our question. We want your kingdom to be ran through us and in us and with us tonight. We pray, give us a kingdom perspective tonight. Give us thoughts of the kingdom all night long. Help us, amen, to meditate on the kingdom of God. I want to be like that mustard seed tonight. I want to be that one that endures through tough times and through victorious times. I want to be the mustard seed that endures until the end. It produces a great, great harvest for you, Lord. Not about my popularity, Lord, but it's about you being made popular. It's not about me creating a dynasty, but it's that thy kingdom may come and that thy will may be done tonight. And I don't know, somebody, we can open up, if it's all right, Evangelist Bradley, to start praying for those on the line. Amen. We begin to pray, amen, with this kingdom perspective. Lord, I commit myself to your kingdom. So now, Lord, I ask you to look on the things that are on my heart. Tend to your business, Lord, as I recommit to your kingdom, as I redirect to spreading your word, to being your light, Lord, I ask you to remember these things, Lord. Remember what's on my heart. I know you can do anything. You are king. The word of the king is, the Bible says that there is power. You can speak a word, and you can move, change my life situation. See, the king, he creates, his word is law. So when God says something, when God speaks to your situation, even nature has to submit to what God says about you. Even now, if there's someone, come on over and make your request known unto the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Amen. The King is wanting to hear your request tonight. Is there one? Is there one? I think we start six and we cross on over. Amen. And we make our request. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Come with me. I think I heard somebody. Come on over. Amen. And just begin to speak and we'll give you room. In Jesus' name. Anybody want to talk to the King? Anybody want to make your request known to King Jesus? He can change anything. Amen. Is there one tonight? Amen. Is there one? Come on over. 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 Be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. God has already made room for you in this kingdom. He wants you to be his citizen, to walk, amen, in the things of God. Amen. Come on. Come on over. Come on over. Make your request known tonight. Let's talk to King Jesus. Let's talk to King Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. While we're waiting, I just would like to remind those that are listening by radio, you can as well call your request in, if you would. If you're listening by radio, you may dial 339-209-891. And once you get in, press star six, and you can make your request known. And this is for those that are listening by radio, And as the man of God has already said, those that are listening by phone, just press star 6 and come over on the broadcast side.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. Thank God for the word. And amen. Is there anyone tonight, amen, that wants to receive prayer?
Kingdom agenda is really on my heart. Amen. I want to work for Jesus. Amen. I got to expand his kingdom. Amen. And everybody may have different venues. They may have different opinion. They're on radio and now they're on, they're blogging. Amen. Amen. But they're pushing the word out. Amen. God has a ministry down in you. And your ministry may be on the job. Your ministry, amen, may be in the pulpit. Amen. The way you broadcast the kingdom may be the way you know. And it may be your giving. It may be your service to people. But there is a light that's in you that has to come forth. We're calling that kingdom light forward right now. In Jesus' name. Is there one with a request? Is there one?
Glory be to God. Amen. The altar is now open. Amen. If there's one on the line tonight, amen, that wants to, amen, come to Jesus, you want to make that commitment to the Lord, amen, you can, amen, come forth now with your prayer request. Amen. If anyone on the line that wants to accept the Lord tonight, amen, as your Savior, amen, push star 6 and come on over, amen, and make the Lord your choice tonight. Is there one? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, is there any prayer request? Amen. Is there anyone after hearing the word of God? Amen. Maybe you, amen, realize, amen, that you want to be used by God. You want your light to shine in a dark place. Song come to my mind, say, let your light shine, shine, shine. Maybe somebody down in the valley trying to get home. Amen. But they need to see your light tonight. Amen. Is that you tonight? Would you push star 6 if you have prayer requests? Glory be to God. You want to pray for someone? Amen. You want prayer for yourself? Amen. You could come on over, amen, to the platform at this time and make your prayer request known. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, amen. The altar is open. Amen. The platform is open for you. Amen. To put in your prayer request tonight. Amen. We praise God tonight. We thank Him for the word. Amen. We thank God for what we have heard tonight. We pray, amen, that the word of God, amen, has, amen, ministered to your spirit tonight. Amen. We want to go to God in prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Believe in God for great things in our life. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Father God, we praise you. We glorify you. We love you. We exalt your holy name. Father God, we thank you tonight for your word that we have heard, even on this night. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for even God allowing us to let us know that we must let our light shine in a dark place. Oh God, let our light shine that somebody may see the light, God, that draws somebody back home unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now for strength. We pray, God, for courage. We realize we cannot do it of ourselves. But Lord, we know that you can do it through us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, work through us tonight, God, according to the power that worketh in us. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need your help tonight. Oh God, we need your mercy tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, help us not to quit. Help us not to throw in the towel. Help us not to throw up hands and walk away. But help us to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. In the mighty name of Jesus. You told us to be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Oh God, we pray right now that you will save. Oh Oh, God, save the lost soul tonight. Oh, God, save the soul of men that don't know you're the partner of their sin. Oh, God, that can't see their way, Father. They don't know which way to go, which way to turn. But, Father God, we pray that we'll be used by you. Oh, God, that our light may shine. Oh, God, that somebody may see Christ in us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray you get the glory tonight. Father God, get the glory out of our life. We know you have purpose for us. Oh, God, we know you called us, God. You chose and ordained us from the foundation of the world that we should go and bring forth fruit and that our fruit shall remain in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you tonight, God. We need you to help us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we need your help, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send on deliverance tonight. Lord, send on healing, Jesus. Oh, God, work in us, God. Help us to be a witness unto you. You said after that, God, we shall be witness in the mighty name of Jesus. Put the witness down in our souls. Oh, God, everywhere we go, Father, let our light be a witness unto you. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, give hope so tonight, God. Give somebody hope tonight. Oh, God, somebody down in the valley. They're trying to get home. Oh, God, we pray you draw them, God. Draw the lost souls of men. Those that are wandering tonight. Those that are wandering in the wilderness. Oh, God, with no place to go. With no destination in sight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, help them to find their way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of Jesus, we pray you would draw them tonight. Draw them unto repentance. Draw them to the cross of salvation. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. You say, how can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? In the name of Jesus, oh, God, send us, God. Send us to the lost souls of men. Jesus, we know you able, Lord. Oh, God, fix us tonight. Make us and mold us what you would have us to be. Oh, God, help us to do thy will. Oh, God, reach the lost souls of men all across the world, all across the United States, even in other countries tonight. Oh, God, reach the lost souls of men. Save them tonight, Jesus. Baptize them and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them a burning fire tonight. Give them a burning desire to please you and to do your will. We know you're able, Lord. We ask you to revive the church. Oh, God, revive your people, Lord. Put a stirring back in us. Oh, God, put a revival down in our souls. Send a revival across the land, across the nation, God. Stir up the gift that's within us. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, help us to be witnesses. Help us not to be ashamed. Ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, help us that take all holy boldness and be a bold witness for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, souls are dying. Oh, God, they're dying without you on their side. Men and women are dying. Boys and girls are dying without having you in their lives. But, Lord, we pray tonight that you extend your hand of mercy, Oh, God, extend your hand of mercy tonight, Oh, God, save, save tonight, Lord, even save on this prayer line, those that are listening, Oh, God, but don't have you in their life, we pray you will save them, Oh, God, convict them unto repentance, let them cry out tonight, saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved, in the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on this world tonight. Oh, God, this world, you got this whole world in the palm of your hand. You can turn it around tonight. Oh, God, turn it around for our good. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to grow. Help us to prosper. Oh, God, increase in us, God. Oh, God, as we decrease, You increase in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now. Oh, God, even for the speaker of the hour, we pray for the man of God. Oh, God, your servant that delivered the word tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help your people to take heed to your word. Help us to examine ourselves. Oh, God, to see where we stand tonight. To see we be found doing your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want you to be pleased with us tonight. Oh, God, be pleased with our lives. Be pleased with the way, God, as we represent Christ. We are representatives of Christ. But, Lord, help us. Oh, God, to do it to the fullness. Help us. Oh, God, to bring you glory. We want to bring you glory out of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you get the glory out of our lives. You be pleased with us, Father. We want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, bless the speaker. Bless God. Oh, God, bless him right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your presence, let your spirit rest upon him. Oh, God, we pray that you open up doors of ministry for him. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray you bless his home, bless his family, bless his ministry. God, continue to add, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Multiply your blessings. Oh, God, multiply strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to heal the sick, God. Oh, God, give sight to the blind. Raise up those that are down, those that are despondent and cast down. Oh, God, remember those that are sick and afflicted tonight, even in their body, God. We know that you are a healer for both body and soul. And with your stripes, we're already healed, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We worship you and we love you. We adore you. Father God, we thank you for the great things you have done. We thank about faith for the great things you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you in advance for it, and we count it done. We believe you for the saving of the soul, for the healing of the body. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Truly tonight, we truly thank God. Amen for the word of God, for the message that we have heard. Amen. God was speaking to us. Amen. Telling us, amen, to, amen, allow ourselves to be used by God. Allow our life to be the greatest testimony that can ever be told. Amen. Words, amen, they can come, they can go, they'll fade away. Amen. But the life that we live and represent, speak volume. Amen. It'll speak, amen, without us even having to say a word. Our life that we live for Christ, amen, is the greatest testimony. Amen. And we want to hear the Lord say, well done. We want God to be pleased with our life. Amen. We want to live a testimony that the world cannot condemn us. The world cannot point a finger at us, amen, and say, amen, that we're, amen, not living right. But, amen, may the life that I live, may it speak for me. Truly, we want to bring God glory even out of our lives. So we praise God, amen, for the message, amen, and the messenger, the man of God, amen, that had come before us. Amen. He spoke loud and clear. Amen. There's no reason, amen, that we should, amen, not be in the place where God is calling us to be. Amen. No reason that we should not be, amen, a living testimony. Because the word of God lets us know that we are living epistles read of all men. People are watching us. Even when we don't see them, they see us. But, amen, in the midst of them watching us, amen, what will they say? Will they say, truly, surely, that's a true child of God? Amen. Or will they have something else negative to say? Amen. We don't want that. Amen. We don't want to bring shame, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But we want to bring glory and honor, amen, to his holy name. Amen. That we may be a witness and be effective in our witness. Because somebody's down in the valley trying to get home. Amen. Somebody is down in the valley tonight. They're trying to get home. Let your light shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. So we just praise God tonight. We thank him for the message, the word of God, for the man of God. Amen. We pray that you have gained so much out of the word of God tonight. We pray that you have been blessed, strengthened and encouraged, amen, through the word, amen, spoken, amen, by the Lord through the man of God. Amen. People of God, we want to let you know tonight, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text us, amen, to request a copy, amen, of this broadcast tonight. Amen. The first number, amen, that you could text us with is 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. And to all of our international listeners, those that are calling, amen, listening in from other countries, amen, you too can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp. By using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, listening to the broadcast, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text us by using WhatsApp and dial 678-608-7234. Amen, and we will give you a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen, the broadcast is absolutely free. Amen, we want to share the word of God with you, that you could be able to go back and listen, replay, amen, the word of God, and listen to the word of God, amen, and listen to the voice of God speak, amen, into your life, amen. The word of God, amen, is good, is powerful, amen. It can help us, amen, along the way, amen. You can also share this broadcast, this link with, amen, your friends, your family, your loved ones, anybody that you know. Amen. Please share the broadcast with them as well, because everybody is looking for hope. Everybody needs an answer, and Jesus is the answer for the world today. So we praise God tonight. We bless God. We give God glory. We thank you, amen, for tuning into this broadcast. We thank you for listening in, and not just only listening in, but we thank you for being a faithful listener, amen, coming to this line each and every night. Amen. Thank God for all of our first-time listeners, those of you that have called in and tuned in tonight for the very first time. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. We pray that you have been blessed tonight through what you have heard. Amen. We want you to come back. Amen. Join us. Amen. We're here every night at 9 p.m. lifting up the name of Jesus and giving God glory for the great things he has done in our lives and yet going to do. So we welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Let us pray one for another. Amen. Remember those that are sick and afflicted. Remember those that are shut in. Amen. Lift them up in prayer, because we know that prayer is the answer to every situation. Amen. We love you tonight. And on behalf of the Prayer News Network, amen, we love you. Amen. We're praying for you. But God, he loves you so greatly, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God really cares for you. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. We pray and hope to see you then. Amen. Until then, be blessed. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. Go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. Blessings be unto you and peace abundantly. Good night. Amen. Yeah.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.